This content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the sound prints for last week. 2018 National Library Service Librarian of the Year Awards in D.C. Eyes on Success features W3C. Check It Out by Hadley features GPS apps. Bob Bronco has a PSA about law firms and litigations technically naming blind people as litigants. ACB convention news includes Express Script usability study, airport assistance, testing digital information products, the 2020 convention in Schaumburg, Illinois, Microsoft Sessions, Bookshare Session, Vispero, marketplace slots are still available, hotel rooms info, abbreviations, Spectrum question and answer and meet and greet, and the form is available on Newsline if you want to listen to it instead of reading it with your screen reader. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for May 19th is now online. ACB supports new ABLE Act. Meet Ron Brooks, the person, the transportation professional, and the chair of the ACB Board of Publications and the ACB Transportation Committee. Voices from around the world with Sandra Sermons, ACB International Relations Committee Chair. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine at http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. You can get the podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. 2018 NLS Network Library of the Year Award winners honored in Washington, D.C. On Thursday, May 16th, NLS honored two of its cooperating libraries for their exceptional accomplishments and service to patrons in 2018. The Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, CLP-LBPH, is this year's Regional Library of the Year. And the Talking Book Center, TBC, in Staunton, Virginia, is the Sub-Regional Library/Advisory and Outreach Center of the Year. The awards were presented at a luncheon in the historic Thomas Jefferson Building of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., attended by Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden and U.S. Representative Ben Klein of Virginia, whose district includes Staunton. Michael Gamel-McCormick, the disability policy expert in Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey's office, also attended. Mark Lee, Library Service Administrator for the CLP-LBPH, Mary Frances Cooper, President and Director of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, and Carolyn Voss, Director of External and Government Relations for the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, accepted the award for CLP-LBPH. Sarah Skrobis, S-K-R-O-B-I-S, Director of the Staunton Public Library, Ilya Desjardins, TBC Supervisor, and Elaine Cronin, a Reader Advisor in the TBC, accepted the award for the TBC. All nominations were reviewed by a 5-member awards committee, which selected finalists for consideration by the 4 NLS Regional Conference chairs. The chairs then chose one library in each category to recommend to the NLS director. The programs and services these two libraries offer are outstanding examples of the innovation seen throughout our network of cooperating libraries nationwide, as well as their commitment to ensuring that all may read, NLS Director Karen Kenninger said. The judges noted that all of this year's submissions were very high quality. NLS takes this as a sign that innovation and enthusiasm are alive and well throughout the network. Outreach was a big part of CLP-LBPH's success last year. Library employees visited 131 sites in 15 counties, spreading the word about the Braille and Talking Book program to more than 3,400 people. CLP-LBPH also put an emphasis on multicultural outreach. Its staff comprises speakers of Spanish, Serbian, Hindi, Tamil, French, Italian, Portuguese, and American Sign Language. In an effort to respond to the needs of users, the library translated all of its welcome packet materials into Spanish. CLP LBPH was one of the first large libraries in the NLS network to pilot a new duplication on demand program that allows libraries to download audio files from NLS servers and create talking book cartridges customized with patron requests. Its programming included a virtual story time via conference call for children who are blind or have limited vision, and accessible movie afternoons with audio description, tactile elements, and foods related to each movie's plot. In conjunction with the Pittsburgh Society of Sculptors, the library presented a tactile art exhibit, Somatosensory 2018, relating to the senses, where attendees with visual impairments could feel the features of the sculptures while listening to descriptive recordings by the artists. The library's 24 staff members and 197 volunteers, who contributed nearly 13,000 hours of their time, served 15,421 registered users throughout Pennsylvania last year. The TBC, which serves about 300 patrons in four counties, is housed in Staunton's Public Library near the Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind. The TBC focused attention on outreach and engagement over the past year, increasing its circulation by 15%. In 2018, it began a monthly newsletter, and participated in Staunton's Queen City Mischief and Magic Festival, where volunteers braille embossed index cards with visitors' names and a wizard word, then gave them an NLS braille alphabet card to decipher the code. The TBC also co-hosted a book reading with local author Phyllis Staten Campbell and created a hands-on exhibit showcasing NLS services going back to its founding in 1931. The library set up a low-vision tabletop display with lighted and handheld magnifiers and converted an office into an accessibility room where patrons can use a text-to-speech screen reader, a page magnifier, and a large table for private book readings. Nominations for the Library of the Year Award are accepted each year beginning in January, and NLS encourages all network libraries to submit a nomination and tout their achievements over the course of the previous calendar year. The nominations are an important way for NLS in Washington to learn about and recognize network libraries' accomplishments, the challenges they face along the way, and the appreciative patrons that they serve. Winning libraries receive a $1,000 cash prize and a framed certificate. For more information, please contact David Perotta, P-E-R-R-O-T-T-A, Network Programs Specialist, DAPE@loc.gov. Eyes on Success, Episode 1921, featured W3C and Online Accessibility. Air date May 22, 2019. Show notes. The World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, is an international community where member organizations, a full-time staff, and the public work together to develop web standards. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talked with Janina Saika, chair of the W3C's Accessible Platform Architectures Working Group, about the W3C, its mission, and its work on accessibility. Her name is spelled J-A-N-I-N-A-S-A-J-K-A. Find the audio and show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net and find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen to your smart home device by saying, Play Eyes on Success Podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at http://www.eyesonsuccess.net. Hadley's next Tech It Out show on May 28th, GPS apps to help you navigate your world. This session is going to be all about GPS apps to help you navigate your world. We'll discuss widely available options like Google Maps and Apple Maps, as well as more specialized apps like Blind Square, Lazarillo, and Nearby Explorer, which were specifically designed for those with visual impairments. Let's go exploring together. Where am I? GPS to the rescue. Date, Tuesday, May 28th, time, 8 p.m. Central Time. Phone, 1-929-205-6099. Meeting ID, 468-325-263. Online, https://zoom.us/j/468-325-263. Check it out, information and past discussions. During the call, you can raise your hand to let the facilitator know you would like to speak by using the following commands. Telephone, star 9. Windows, alt Y. Mac, option Y. Signed, Ricky Anger, Hadley Learning Expert. Bob Branco's PSA. Has your business been contacted by a law firm stating that they have a blind litigant who has filed a lawsuit against your company because your website is not accessible and therefore not compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA? This hits you out of the blue and you don't quite know what to do. You may not even have known about compliance with the ADA and your webmaster may not have either. With a lawsuit looming, you may spend a lot of money to fix it, but it still may not be right, so you're taken to court on the basis of the blind litigant the law firm has told you about. Stop. Read this. I've been part of a group of blind folks who have been debating the ethics of this kind of trial by fire and its effect on the blind community. Several of the blind people in the group have been approached by these law groups. There are two primary law offices that are perpetuating these kinds of lawsuits. Here's how it works. They find a blind person who is willing to give their signature to an agreement they can't see. They are promised that they will be paid if the case actually goes to court. What happens, according to the people in the group, is that the blind person goes through the website and notes accessibility issues. Then the law firm contacts the company and tells them that this blind person is the litigant. Here's where it gets very murky, to say the least. If the case goes to court and the company is found guilty of not having a website which complies with the ADA, they face steep fines, into the tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even more. Guess what? The blind person gets paid $1,000. The rest goes to the law firm, thus using the blind person as a pawn to make hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is just ethically depraved, to say the least. It's difficult enough for blind people to get jobs, and now this off-putting stunt in the name of accessibility just reinforces the mistrust and misunderstanding of the blind community. Our nation's largest blind organization, the National Federation of the Blind, is also backing off this scheme for its members. Several months ago, a South Florida city reached out to our Vision World Foundation for help with their website because they said they had all sorts of these lawsuits popping up, and they spent a lot of money trying to conform to the ADA. I told them we could do it and we could work out a business deal to fix it for them. They were relieved and said they would be happy to do it that way, that they appreciated the upfront way that we did business instead of the carnivorous attitudes of the law firms. I explained that our people would be paid fairly, unlike that of the aforementioned firms. We also create an air of understanding, not of defiance or agitation. Most companies, as well as individuals, gladly sit down and try to understand website accessibility and get the blindness community in general. So my point is this. If one of these firms try to scare you with their lawsuits that use blind people as pawns to increase their own bank accounts, reach out to us or some other organization which will give a fair market price. Soon these law firms will be run out of business because of their unethical methods and the use of blind people. Don't let them rob you blind. Signed, Renee Rentmeester. Creator, executive producer, The Cooking Without Looking TV show. Founder and president of Vision World Foundation. You can reach her at 305-200-9104. And now the ACB convention news. Join Express Scripts in Rochester, New York during the 2019 American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. Express Scripts, a Cigna company, is conducting a usability study on Tuesday, July 9th and Wednesday, July 10th, focused on improving the accessibility and inclusivity of their website and mobile app. Participants will complete a number of tasks and provide feedback regarding their experience. Individual sessions will last about an hour and are by appointment only. If you are interested and would like to be considered, please sign up by visiting https://www.research.net/r/M L22V2T. Convention registration opens May 22nd for ACB members and on May 27th for non-members. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. If you are flying to Rochester, please read on for important information regarding assistance at the airport and information about the airport shuttle. Airport assistance to assist airline personnel and Marjorie Beeman and her cadre of airport volunteers. If you would like assistance when you arrive at the airport in Rochester, please submit the following information. Your name, the name of the airline you will be arriving on, your departure city, arrival flight number, arrival date and time. Will you have a guide dog? Will you be using a wheelchair? Departure airline, departure date, departure time, your cell phone number. You can send Marjorie an email with airport information in the subject line at oleo50@hotmail.com or call her at 512-921-1625. Airport shuttle. Both hotels offer complimentary shuttle service to and from the airport. If you'd like to take the shuttle, you will be assisted to the shuttle pickup location at the airport. The shuttle will also pick up at the Amtrak station. If you are traveling by train, you must contact the hotel prior to your arrival to arrange for the shuttle. Convention registration will open on May 22nd for ACB members and on May 27th for non-members. Join UNAR Labs during the 2019 American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention in Rochester, New York. Seeking individuals for testing new digital information access products using multisensory feedback on smartphones and tablets. Our team at UNAR Labs is motivated by the mission of making all aspects of digital media accessible to everyone beyond their sensory limitations. We are building new technology to enable multisensory access to digital media information and to bridge the gap between disability and opportunity. Toward our mission, we would like to understand the current needs and problems of BVI users in supporting your educational, social, and vocational training as well as in everyday life activities. We would greatly appreciate interested people to take a brief 20 to 30 minute of your time during the conference to talk with us about your experiences and perspective of accessibility problems related to information access. We also want to show you some of the exciting developments of new access products to get your input on where we are going. We will be available all day on July 8th, 9th, and 10th. All participants will be entered into a raffle, and four lucky winners will be selected on July 10th. Each winner will receive a $50 Visa gift card. To get more details about the interview and to sign up, please send an email to unarlabs@gmail.com. Convention registration opens May 22nd, etc., etc. The 2020 ACB Conference and Convention will be held in Schaumburg, Illinois at the Renaissance, Friday, July 3rd to Friday, July 10th. That's Schaumburg, Illinois, 2020. There will be several opportunities to join Microsoft during the 2019 American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention in Rochester, New York. A huge thank you to Microsoft for their Diamond sponsorship. Saturday from 4:15 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., Adventures with Microsoft Soundscape. Soundscape uses 3D spatial audio to promote a person's mobility and independence by enhancing their awareness of their surroundings by calling out landmarks and points of interest from where they actually are. This provides a greater sense of empowerment and choice and allows each and every one of us to be able to enjoy the outdoors with greater confidence and less stress. Come along to this session to learn more about what Soundscape is and how it works. We'll be sharing what we've learned from our first year since release and how people are using it every day in a variety of different ways. Presented by Amos Miller, Product Strategist, Microsoft Next, Enable Team, Seattle, Washington. On Sunday, July 7th, Microsoft Soundscape, come meet the product team and share your feedback. Soundscape can be considered a map, which is delivered in 3D sound, i.e., it uses 3D audio technology to enhance your awareness of what is around you and thereby helps you get around and explore your surroundings. But most importantly, Soundscape allows you to do these activities on your own terms. This session is designed to allow us to hear from our users, discuss the feedback in detail, while sharing our own insights and learning from the past year. In particular, we'd love to hear about your impressions of Soundscape. your motivations behind how and why you use it in the way you do, and at the same time, we'll go over some of our key features, such as wayfinding, running soundscape in the background to enhance ambient awareness, placing markers that are personal to you, and having fun through developing the superpower to know where any place in the world is in relation to you. To register for the focus group, please email soundscapefeed@microsoft.com with your name and preferred session time. There are three session times, 1:15 p.m., 4:15 p.m., and 7:15 p.m. Tuesday, July 9th, 4:15 p.m., What's New in Windows Narrator. Come hear about the narrator's new home, quick start guide, improved reading, improved responsiveness, along with a sneak peek at what is coming for Summer Insiders and more. On Wednesday, July 10th at 4:15 p.m., Magnifier and Low Vision Improvements within Windows 10. Come see and hear about a new magnifier mouse mode, text that is easier to see, a mouse pointer that is larger and more colorful, along with a sneak peek at what is coming for Summer Insiders and more. These sessions will be presented by Brett Humphrey, Senior Program Manager, Windows Accessibility Team, Seattle, Washington. Attention Bookshare members, on Wednesday evening, July 10th from 5:45 to 7:15 p.m., join staff from Bookshare in Rochester for Bookshare office hours. Stop by to say hello, meet other members, enjoy light refreshments, hear about the latest Bookshare updates, and get answers to your Bookshare-related questions. Convention registration opens May 22nd, etc., etc. On Saturday, July 6th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Vispero will host a presentation at the 2019 American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. Thanks to Vispero for their generous sponsorship at the Diamond level. Vispero, what's new with JAWS, Fusion, and Zoom Text in 2019? Discounted home annual licenses for all attendees. Presenter Douglas Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y. Join Douglas Jerry for our second ACB user group meeting. Come and learn all about the latest details on JAWS, Fusion, or Zoom Text with demonstrations and discussions of the 2019 releases. We will also look at how well JAWS is already working with the new Chromium Edge browser from Microsoft, scheduled to release in the coming months. The first 50 attendees will be provided a 50% discount code for the home annual license of their choice. Convention registration, etc., etc. There are still Marketplace tables available for Wednesday, July 10th and Thursday, July 11th. Marketplace hours are 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. To reserve your space, contact Michael Smitherman by email at exhibitors@acb.org or by phone at 601-331-7740. Read on for information about Marketplace. Are you an entertainer or author with CDs or books to sell? Do you sell crafts, cosmetics, toys, etc.? Is your affiliate looking for a fundraiser? Do you have information to distribute before a specific general session? If you answered yes to any of these questions, but you just can't handle the long hours in the exhibit hall, or you will only be at the convention for 1 or 2 days, ACB's Marketplace is just for you. Located near the Empire North Ballroom in the Convention Center, where general session will be held, Marketplace is in one of the highest traffic areas in the conference and convention, and will be filled with something new and exciting every day. Your Marketplace booth will include a draped 6-foot display table and 2 chairs. Space is limited and tables will be assigned on a first-come, first-served basis. Tables are $25 each and you may reserve space for 1 or 2 days only. Specify the days you prefer when registering. Sorry, but no food items may be sold at Marketplace. To reserve your space, contact Michael Smitherman by email at exhibitors@acb.org or by phone at 601-331-7740. If you have a reservation at the Hyatt or Riverside in Rochester that you will be unable to use, please don't cancel the reservation with the hotel. Email janet.dickelman@gmail.com or call me at 651-428-5059. I will take care of canceling your reservation so I can assign the room to someone else. Signed, Janet Dickelman. Many of us are familiar with the acronyms ACB uses, but I have had some questions asking about them. Below is a list for those of you who are unsure of what some of our abbreviations mean. ACB, American Council of the Blind. AABT, American Association of Blind Teachers. AAVL, Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. AAVIA, American Association of Visually Impaired Attorneys, ACBDA, ACB Diabetics in Action, ACBF, ACB Families, ACBGE, ACB Government Employees, ACBL, ACB Lions, ACB Bra, ACB Radio Amateurs, ACBS, ACB Students, ADP, Audio Description Project, AFB, American Foundation for the Blind, APH, American Printing House for the Blind, BITS, Blind Information Technology Specialists, BOP, Board of Publications, BPI, Blind LGBT Pride International, BRL, Braille Revival League, CCLVI, Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, DKM, Durward K. McDaniel, First Timer, FIA, Friends in Art of ACB, GDUI, Guide Dog Users, Incorporated, IRC, International Relations Committee, IVIE, Independent Visually Impaired Entrepreneurs, KEC, Kids Explorers Club, LUA, Library Users of America, MCAC, Multicultural Affairs Committee, NIB, National Industries for the Blind, NLS, National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, RSVA, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, SASE, Sight and Sound Impaired Committee, VIVA, Visually Impaired Veterans of America, WCC, Women's Concerns Committee, signed Janet Dickelman, Convention Coordinator, American Council of the Blind. Spectrum will hold a meet-and-greet session in Rochester. Thanks to Spectrum for their Ruby sponsorship. Saturday, July 6th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Spectrum Q&A meet-and-greet. Come join Spectrum for an open house forum to connect with a representative from Spectrum's Accessibility Center of Excellence, where you will have an opportunity to find out what Spectrum's current products and services are and what has been done to ensure accessibility on existing offerings. Learn and ask about what the Accessibility Center of Excellence team is currently working on. Share feedback on what is working well for you and what you would like to see moving forward. Spectrum is committed to accessibility and a great customer experience for all of our customers, and we hope to work closely with our ACB partners to meet this goal. Convention registration opens May 22nd for ACB members and on May 27th for non-members. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at the Hyatt and the Riverside are $89 per night, single or double occupancy, with an additional $10 per person for up to four people. This room rate does not include tax, which is currently 14%. For telephone reservations, call the Riverside at 585-546-6400 or the Hyatt at 800-233-1234. Make sure to mention that you are with the American Council of the Blind 2019. Rooms must be booked by June 7, 2019 to guarantee the convention rate. Please feel free to contact me with any questions either via phone at 651-428-5059 or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. I'm out of time today, so I will read the instructions for accessing the Newsline Auditory Convention Form next week. We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. I hope your Memorial Day weekend was somber and celebratory.